I think a lot of you do, part of what you do, you present those films or musicians to both the campus audience and to audience from the community, mm-hmm. I think. So what your experience like presenting those films or music to those different audiences?
Well, it's... first of all, I try to do a lot of the programming that is here, I try to offer for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that in the way to try to expand, generate new audiences for music that is doesn't operate in popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
So most all of the artists that I bring to campus are artists that, you know, you're not going to see on MTV, and you're not going to, you know, what's interesting in this time and age is that the more I watch popular TV, I do hear a lot of experimental music in a lot of, in segments of popular culture.
Yeah.
But see, when it's in that format, it's kind of overlooked because it's background, or it's carrying an action, and even if it's kind of foreground, it's still background, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for fans of avant-garde jazz, I mean, if they would know that, you know, somebody like William Parker is a tremendous figure to have here on campus. And I would hope that most of the students studying in the jazz program here would have heard of William Parker. And I do always hope that there will be students in our jazz program here that will explore outside of the canon that they're required to study here. You know, it's the student population that's interested in jazz, for example, on campus, the majority of their focus is kind of this conservatory approach to the history of jazz. So there's all that ground that they have to cover, and there's certain things that are the focus. They want to have the students that graduate from here should be able to read the music really well so that they could be employed in a lot of different, you know, have a lot of different opportunities for employment, and they could play any kind of session in which they're playing jazz standards. Those types of things, and that's really the focus.
Mm-hmm.
But I always hope that the word gets out to these students that, you know, if you want to see something different, that's another pathway of the music, then this programming in the Southern Sound Concert Series is something that would be rewarding. However, we do have a really tremendous response from the community. And so we're very fortunate to have such a dynamic community here in Champaign-Urbana. And, you know, whether the focus is some in maybe in Global Fest, which is programming that we do for, that happens at Spurlock Museum, World Fest is what they call it. I hope that the folks who come to that, we're looking to have family-oriented experiences. So we want to see families come out and you know, musicians and people who are interested in world cultures to come and experience the music and performances that happen at that event. So there's always a slight different focus on the programs, but I do find that we have a great response from the community, and we're always, you know, promoting to the student body and the faculty here at the University of Illinois as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing about this campus that's so incredible is that there's always things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all competing for attention from the faculty and student body. So it's always a struggle to, you know, you always want to maximize your audience potential, right? So
yes.
you try to get an article in the paper to reach to the community. If the DI or or the local student news channel covers something in advance, maybe that would help bring some more students to the program. Flyers go up. There's the, you know, electronic media. We just set up a Facebook page for Global Arts Performance Initiatives that will list all of the activities that I program, as well as other things that we want to help support and promote. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's things on this campus, for example, and that's what we also hope that the Center for World Music website does as well. There are a lot of organizations here on campus that provide an incredibly diverse set of opportunities. There's the Korean drumming group. There's all these various student groups that... there's the Capoeira group that does the Brazilian martial arts. There's, the gamelan, community gamelan, that's open to the public and the student body. But there's all these kind of hidden campus-based, kind of student-based programs that are not known necessarily to the general public, but is really more known for a select group of students. And it would be nice to make bridges between all of these organizations and let them do more, you know, let more people know about what they're doing so that there could possibly be more exchange in our community with the, artistic and cultural performances that are going on within our university.
Oh, yes, yeah, and I think with, you know, the great diversity this campus has in the student body and the faculty body, I think there are lots of diverse cultural performances and activities going on, but it's not always easy to find those.
And I would add that it's also very transient, because there'll be groups that come and go. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the Center for World Music first started, we had Anne Prescott here, who was able to teach Koto to a group, and there was a small Koto group, which is very nice. But then Anne moved on to another job, and then there was no more Koto group, So until we have somebody else who arrives or who discovers that we have some Kotos that can be used to create an ensemble, then, you know, that's another kind of goal of my position, is to help link folks that are seeking these kind of opportunities. You know, so that's, I guess that's one of the words that I, you know, one of the things that I like to get out to the public locally, is that, you know, if there are student organizations who are looking to do more outreach, then the Center for World Music can be, could assist in linking programs that we're aware of. I mean, of course, everything is limited to what we become aware of. But there was a student group that came from a neighboring town, a high school group that had an engagement with Asnawa and learned about Balinese gamelan directly from him on a class trip. And I thought that was a really lovely program that we were able to put together. So there's those types of things that happen, or, you know, meeting, hearing about the Japan House, for example, here is a great resource, a Japanese cultural resource here in our community, and they were considering bringing a taiko drumming group to campus, but they needed support, and my affiliation with the Center for World Music allowed that collaboration to happen, and that performance came to be. So that was something we did at the end of last semester, before the start of the summer break. So it's all those types of programs that I'm seeking to partner with and collaborate with and to present. And it seems really great.
I think there are lots of opportunities with a lot of people coming in and going out, but I guess that's also present a challenge of having sort of persistent place that can link different...
Right. So I gave the example of the Koto group, but another example would be, you know, trying for me to maintain who the next president of the Korean drumming group, for example, you know, if I want to get in touch with them because I found out about another event that's looking for a cultural performance, you know, it's good for me to have an updated list of organizations. But also, like, in our community, there's students who come and go. And I was part of a group called Tree Thump, for example. And Tree Thump was a didgeridoo-led rock band. Okay, so the didgeridoo player and the violinist in the group of five members, they went and took jobs in other places. Mm-hmm. And so we had a three-year run and had a really fun band, and then that dissolved. Mm-hmm. And then there was a group called Munduro who existed, and then which plays Zimbabwean pop music. And so then they would perform, and the lead player left, and the group went into a transition, and they started playing West African music and Zimbabwean music on the same bill with Bola Katakande as a featured artist of the group. And then he left, and now the group has come back together, but, you know, they did a number of performances that were highly visible performances, and we don't know how long will that last, will it keep going, you know, so, but I'm very thrilled that they're playing again, and it's only because the person who was the lead singer is now in our region, so he could commute here to make a performance. But, you know, there's all these things, and a lot of people in our community don't even realize that there's such cultural diversity in the music that's being performed here in our community. There's another great group right now called Costas, and they play musics of both coasts of Ecuador. So they play music from the Pacific and the Atlantic, and they're very different styles, but they're, you know, have got African influences in the music, and the African and Latin influences are all in that music. So, you know, we're very, very fortunate to have these riches here. But again, they come and go. So it's just trying to stay on top of the next project that comes out. So that's my challenge.
sounds like a very challenging.
But it's fun. It's a fun challenge. That's for sure. So you know, hopefully I'll be able to make more bridges with community and with campus. And that's kind of the fence that I've been on for a long, long time. I moved here in 2000 from New York City. And I moved in August. And in October, I had my first radio show on WEFT, which is sort of a sister station, community radio station to, you know, community radio has been an amazing experience for me. And, you know, everything, all these different experiences all feed into one another. You know, so my involvement at the radio station keeps me informed of, you know, the music that's out there, and it's all linked in a very beautiful way. And as a performing artist too, I mean, there's a world of performers and musicians that I have a background of having seen or worked with, or, you know, in my musical life. So all those things help inform the work that I do.
So all those connections you build and the things you get to know as you perform and be on the radio show, everything comes together.
Yeah, it's a very nice place to exist in, you know, to be, you know, engaged in the community and engaged on campus, and being able to make the bridges between those two worlds.
Yeah, sounds like sort of a perfect job for somebody like you. You're a performer yourself, and you're interested in different genre of world music. Mm-hmm. You know a lot of people who perform all different kinds of music, stuff like that. Sounds like a great job.
I feel very lucky to be able to do the work that I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for telling us about your position and maybe a part of your life as well, and also about upcoming events as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.